Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
So you really just gonna roll off on me like that? This is the after show for Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now let the buzz begin.
And we here. Hey.
What's going on, everybody? You are watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. And we hope y'all don't roll up on us anytime soon, because some of y'all in those comments be coming for us, honey. But, you know, just stay at home. That's all nice and dandy. So before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce our wonderful panel here. I am Howard III. Sitting next to me is Miss Conversation Peace.
Hello. How are y'all doing? I see you in a live chat. What's good?
Yes, and sitting at the end is Byron K.
What up, y'all? Hero from the 90s, Byron K. What's goody?
Yes, and we are here to talk all things Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. Tonight's episode, which was called Firestorm, Season 3, Episode 6, was a firestorm. So on tonight's episode, we will definitely be talking about Bow Wow and how he enters dangerous territory. Remarkable blows off her boyfriend. And then Deb confronts Brandon about this whole firefighter thing. Plus, we have our new special segment, the Guess Who Said It, our fan shout-out, news and gossip, and so much more. So you guys want to stay tuned for our jam-packed show. So let's get into it, y'all. Firestorm. I mean, what are our overall thoughts? Because it was a lot going on with Bow Wow and Deb.
It was a lot going on. I don't think it was a firestorm, though. I was waiting to see some hands get thrown. I was waiting to see somebody's car get smashed up. But I ain't seen none of that. So what I did see was Bow Wow back to his old ways, looking at booties and stuff. And Remarkable, she's continuing a hot girl summer. She blowing her boyfriend off. That's what we do. Wait for me. 45 minutes, okay?
Yo, she is having a hot girl summer, and Bow Wow is having a hot boy summer. I think that's probably why they click like that. But I don't think it was a firestorm. I feel like it was the precursor, the preview for the firestorm that's to come.
Okay.
It was like the litness, the lighting of the match.
Yeah. It ain't the firestorm, it's a little spark.
Somebody lit the match. It's about to go down.
It's like one of them big lighters that don't work, so it's like, but then it don't turn on.
Oh my gosh.
We ran out of lighter fluid, okay?
I mean, it was a lot going on. I'm just waiting for Waka. I feel like we're all waiting for Waka to just get up and just handle it. Like, don't even waste time, Waka. You're already there at the table. You might as well. I mean, you already got up, so. But before we get into Waka talk, let's talk about Bow Wow. Lord Bow Wow. So we open up with them at the strip club, you know, Bow Wow's playground. So here they are having a good old time. Remarkable's there. She says that she invited Bow Wow and BT there so she can talk business, which I'm like, okay, I guess a strip club is a great place to talk business because everybody goes there. Might as well see a little.
Is that a great place to talk business?
I mean, see a little booty, sign little papers.
In Atlanta, maybe, yeah. In Atlanta and maybe in Houston.
How can you focus when all you see is booties?
They used to it. It's a lifestyle.
Bouncing on up and down in your face.
That's what booties do at strip clubs. You walk in, you know what you in there for.
But obviously, that's not what they were focused on, because as soon as Bow Wow sees Lil Mama in the green, he's like, oh, call her over here. Okay. He was not talking about no business at that point, okay?
He was done talking about Lil Mama.
He was pouring liquor down her throat.
He saw freckles. And a green dress. And that's all it took.
That's all it took. And the booty, of course, because even BT was like, damn, she got a fat ass.
See, that's, like, that's crazy.
Even Remarkable. She said it too.
Yeah.
It's wild that her booty stood out in a strip club where it's a bunch of booties that's a lot less covered than hers.
I mean, that's true.
Well,
maybe that's why I stood
that's
out.
That's why they say mystery, you know, keep a little mystery.
Well, Bow Wow was trying to get into that mystery because he said, okay, let me hang out with the girl. Let me see what she's about. He said he didn't want to rush nothing, which, you know, Bow Wow always rushes something.
Yes, they were rushing because, first of all, the conversation in the club was like, oh, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. Like, they talking like they on the first date when you just met.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Even exchange numbers, exactly. Like, where is this conversation coming from? Y'all moving too fast already. I'm gonna just say
Bow Wow is a player, and I can't even be mad. Like, he was kind of smooth. He kind of was throwing the words and throwing the game on. I'm like, oh, okay, so that's how you get him. Like, I'm not even mad at him.
I mean, he wasn't. I'm 32. You can't run game on me, shorty.
I know it all.
I know it all.
I said, oh my gosh, Bow Wow, just lay down. I may look 16, but you know, I've been through it. I know what you about.
Self-deprecation. That's how you get him right there. Sense of humor.
That wasn't funny.
I think he was being serious.
He was being serious. That's what made it dope, though, because he was being real. He was being truthful. And I believe that he really do know the game. He's done been through it all. He's done been with all of them.
If he know the game, why he moving so fast with homegirl? They were all cuddled up talking about we gonna be friends. But you need to be on birth control before I hit it. But you know, hurry up and let's go get your birth control after the bike ride. Like Bow Wow, you say you don't want to rush it, but now you want to get it in. Like what you want?
That's he's not trying to rush the relationship part of it. But he's trying to be friends with benefits. Yeah, he's trying to have his hot boy summer. Simple as that.
But she doesn't seem like she
but
wants
why that. Are we, first of all, talking about birth control when he needs to be wrapping it up? Why are we trying to go raw in situations like this? And you are a celebrity.
Yeah.
Ladies, I'm going to need you to make sure your goodies is good. Because just because these guys are like, oh, yeah, you need to get on birth control. No, you need to be having some birth control, sir, in your pocket right now, okay? Keep it handy.
Just pull it out. I agree. Okay. I don't even trust a girl when she says she's on birth control.
Oh Lord, we got some movie credits.
Nah, I can't trust a girl when she says she's on birth control, though. It's like, you know what? I hear you.
You better not trust it.
I hear you, but nah.
Mm-mm. Right, because she can tell you anything. Yeah, baby, I'm on birth control. And then now you got to pay for 18 years. Hello. I must be dropping gems today, okay?
But Bow Wow seems like he don't care. He just heard, just rushing the whole thing. She asked what you like about me. He talking about, well, you do got a fat ass. Well, Bow Wow, what about something else? Talk about some earlobes.
That's all he wants. Earlobes.
You like my earlobes. Like, I understand the freckles part. Cool.
I think it was kind of cute because it's like, oh, he's trying to find something different to say.
He just playing the field right now. That's all.
I would have been like, can I get some carrots in these earlobes? Mm-hmm. Some jewelry?
Okay.
Listen, if she would just say, let me put it this way. If she would just say, look, man, I don't want nothing serious. I'm just trying to enjoy my life, have a hot girl summer, spring, whatever it is, then I'll be cool with that. Then he'll be like, cool, that's all I want. But the fact that she's like, once I give it to you, it got to be this. He's like,
oh, now that's something I agree on. Once the goodies are given up, exactly. You my man. We together. So what are we doing here? We together now.
Okay.
As long as you tell him up front and not after. Like, oh, we go together now.
Yeah.
He has the choice, just like a guy should give a woman a choice. Like, hey, little mama, I'm not really trying to be with you, but I do like that booty. You know, like.
It goes back to what I said. Please, please, please be truthful. That's all it is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we going to have to see what Bow Wow's talking about because Corey said she's not crazy. But I don't know. I mean, last week we saw it was a little, our news and gossip. He was saying somebody, you know, hit the windows out of his car and he was with Corey. So maybe it was her, but we don't know.
By the way, Corey, feel free to stop by and let us know what it is. Was that you or not?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking in the live chat right now. We got Tia Wessels. She's in here wondering why the girl in the middle does not like Kiyomi. I have nothing against Kiyomi. I just want to know if she's being truthful with her side of the story. Because, you know, I never would condone a woman, you know, getting hands laid on her or, you know, having Stockholm syndrome and going back to her abuser. I just felt like the story wasn't adding up. So I just want to know the truth. That's all. And we have some more people in the live chat as well. Poet3Lively. We in here. And just shout out to all you Will keep the comments going later on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Shout out to y'all. Mm-hmm. I mean, and let's shout out to everybody else. I mean, Miss Conversation Piece, let them know.
Oh, yes, because we really appreciate you for tuning in each and every week, making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We appreciate you, and we would love if you would like, comment, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating. If you're listening on iTunes, we love it here at After Buzz. It gives us a chance to talk about our favorite shows. Why do you guys love it so much here?
Because we get to bring that fire every week.
Hello. Yes.
And it's just a great place to connect with you guys out there. So,
oh, yes. Thank you so much for supporting what we love. And we're going to just get right into the next topic, honey.
Yes, baby. So let's talk about Remarkable. Mm-hmm. Now, here she is blowing off her man who just wants to have date night. That's all he's trying to do. See his boo.
She's acting like the dude in the relationship. Usually it's the girl like, baby, can we go on that date? Like, I don't feel exactly appreciated. Yes. I just want to dress up and look cute for you. He's doing, making all the effort. He's, you know, looking cute. He's doing the father figure thing. Yeah, and I'm like, day. What is going on, mm-hmm. Remarkable? You want him to support you, but where are you when he's ready to eat dinner?
You know what's going on? He's a housewife, and that's so sad to say, man. Like, Chevy is an example of what y'all, you women, respectfully.
Excuse me?
Okay. Well, Chevy is an example of what a lot of you women want. And then when you actually get it, you don't know what to do with it. It's like, now it's too much. And I was like, she straight up blew off his calls. She could have just sent a quick text, yo, in the studio. It ain't got to be a complete sentence with a period or nothing. Just, yo, in the studio.
Exactly what he was saying. You got to check in. That's true. So do we feel like every day in a relationship, mm-hmm. especially if it's been 10 years or so, do we have to call every morning like, hey, baby, good morning. Oh, babe, I'm having lunch right now. Oh, babe, it's dinner time. Like, do we have to check in?
No. For everybody, it's different. But for them, they specifically, that's their agreement, though. That, and she was okay with it. Yeah. So if you say you're going to do something.
She wasn't. He kind of pushed it on her.
Well, I feel like if they've been together that long, they should have, like, a system by now.
I think so, too. Because and it's really
so
simple.
Do you talk to your significant other when you have one? Every day and check in every day.
Is not that necessarily check in. We just have like just conversation throughout exactly. the day. And it could just be random. Like it don't have to be like you have to respond to everything right away. It's like I understand you got a life too, but like just hit me
How
up.
Long do you give to respond to a text?
As long as they need.
I say like a few hours. Like
as long as it's the same day.
Same day, definitely. Yeah. But don't if I text you at my work day, if I start work at 8 and say, hey babe, good morning, and you text me at 5 o'clock when I'm getting off, we got a problem. I need you to text me a little bit.
They want you to stay focused at work.
No. Because I need to hear from you on my lunch. If my lunch is at 11 o'clock and I need to hear from my boo. Like I gotta eat with my boo. I don't know. I'm on Chevy's side. I feel like Remarkable should have definitely just said, I'm in the studio. When she said, like, oh, I can't answer the phone because I'll be cupcaking with you. Well, you could have cupcaked real quick and then went back and laid your verse down. You don't got to ignore your man all the time.
Sometimes you can lose focus, though. Like, just say your boo texts you right now. You will be losing focus.
I mean, that's true. But then if I had a friend in the studio, I'd be like, girl, text my man real quick. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he texts back. Just text him, say it, I love him, and then send it. That's it.
You know what? We'll give you that. We'll give you the whole she's busy. She's trying to bring it to the industry, like she said, which, first of all, by the way, he is very supportive of that. So it's not like he's not supporting her and trying to suck all her time. But let's just give her all of that. Let's give her the benefit of the doubt. What about her showing up late, 45 minutes late, to every mm-hmm. single date that they scheduled that she did agree to that she was yes. going to be there.
Now, being late is a little bit, you know, rude. However, I've been late to a date, but I would have just like played it a little different. Like, baby, I know I'm late, but you know, I got something for you later.
But this man drinks.
And he would have been like, okay, let's go eat. No. And I got something for you to
no.
eat too.
No. Okay. No, he no? drank six, it wouldn't work. He drank 6 cups of water in that restaurant for 45 minutes while he waited for her. He probably went to the bathroom about 4 times and came back to the table when she still wasn't there.
I mean,
so probably. You don't think she could have smoothed it over at that moment? Because I just feel like the way she blew him off, like, I don't want to answer the phone for you, but I'm here. Yeah, and she would have been like, baby, I'm here.
Nah, that don't work. Nah. Hell nah. No, don't try that. Nah.
I think it would work.
I mean, she really could have played it off better. Because 45 minutes late is just way too late. Now, I've been 15 minutes. I think that's a great grace period. you know, let us know in the comments down below how late is too late to a date. Because 45 minutes is just too much.
But here's the thing. It's not even about the time with him. It's about the communication, which I'm fully with because I'm a dude that's all about communication. Even if you're going to be an hour late, just hit me as soon as you leave the studio. Not while you're in the studio. As soon as you walk out,
look. I could agree that.
I just left the studio. It's probably going to take me like an hour, to be honest. If you want, then we could set something else up or I can make it up to you that way. Like, that's when you can do like the baby. But it's like, at least hit me up. Don't. Mm-hmm. And he was calling her on her way there and she's still not there. It's like, oh, I'll be there.
That's true.
I'll be there. And then, it's like, just the lack of communication. That's all he cares about. It's not about her not necessarily picking up when he wants her to or not even being there on time. It's about you didn't communicate nothing. So I'm sitting here just waiting.
But then she felt embarrassed and was like, why y'all filming me? Stop filming me. And she walking off all
bow-legged. All mad bow-legged because he don't roll off on her.
Right. She didn't have to ride home, girl. You should have been nicer to your man so you could have got a ride home and not have to Uber.
What made it worse is she was low-key joking with him. And he was so serious. And she was talking about, I just want to eat. Ain't this the restaurant? Like, no, girl. You late.
She's like, I ain't got dressed up for nothing.
Well,
I would have got my food to go.
Okay, I would have still ordered.
Man.
All right. I mean, I know you late, but I don't put in to-go order. Let's argue for a little bit. Take my food, but you got to walk home. That's it. That's all. Poor Chevy. Know. We'll see how it goes with him.
Oh, no, he's going to leave her. First of all, she's going to lose Chevy. And then it's going to be some girl up in his DMs already. There's a girl in his DMs, most probably. Likely. That's like, listen, man, I got you.
Probably. I ain't going to show up late. I'm going to cook for you, as a matter of fact.
The same way we got competition, y'all got competition.
Oh, well, I already know. That's why I'm checking my man's DMs. For him. I got the password.
Oh, yes. Speaking of somebody who needs to get checked, Brandon. Mm. So, in this whole little episode, Miss Deb finally has to confront Brandon about his big fat lie. And this lie has just expanded to something who nobody can even see coming. Because Brandon is saying he's in fire school, pretty much. But when Miss Deb goes meets with the lieutenant, it's a whole other thing. Lieutenant said, you need to take a test before you even start to work out with us to see if you're physically fit. You also need to be working out with 15 to 30 people, not just two people, like Brandon said. Then Brandon had on his firefighter shirt, and it was the wrong district. So, and then he sent a picture of the fire truck and said he drove the fire truck. And the lieutenant said, you're in training school. You can't drive no fire truck. Also, that truck is in the wrong district as well. So, Ms. Deb had enough.
I think he went to a firefighter museum and bought a t-shirt as a souvenir and took it, you know, a little farther than he should have.
Maybe. Do they have those? Do they have museums?
He probably went to
the
first store.
The Firehouse 19 was a historic firehouse, so I think he went to visit, like, on a field trip or something and bought a souvenir.
She said this man planned a field trip and brought a lunchbox and everything.
You probably said, can I get that in a 2X, please? Yeah, I'll pay my $20.
Oh, man. It's really baffling to me why you make up this story. So he has to have some kind of, disorder for him to make up these lies and just continue on with the lie. Like, nobody's even asking you, are you doing okay in fire school? He's like, man, I had a hard day at fire school. Like, who asked you?
Like, he was committed to this lie.
That's one of them memes where it's like, nobody, Brandon, hey, y'all, I'm in fire school.
Look at me, spray some.
Like, no. What did he think? Like, of all the things, fire school? Like, if he would have told me he was doing something, football training.
Now, I wouldn't believe that either. Now, you're not going to the NFL, sir. Nope.
At least try to do a minor league, maybe even baseball, but fire school? And you know everybody questioning you when everybody's just like, this man is too big to be running up some stairs.
He should have said he in chef school. They would have believed it.
That's a good one.
Or why couldn't he tell the truth? Why couldn't he just continue to be an aspiring PR agent or something? Or somebody?
I don't know. It's so strange.
It's like, where did he get this from? Like, why fire school?
I don't know. His real life aspiration seems a lot doper than the lie that he's making up. And he's already on TV. He's already with these artists. So why he got to lie?
Exactly. And I want to know what lie he told Miss Deb to get in her house. Like, what did he convince her to say, okay, babe, come move in with me?
Was he adopted or apparently a foster child?
Well, she didn't know. She never met the parents. So he kind of just moved his way in there. And I think she was vulnerable because her son had just passed away. So he said something to get into that room.
That's manipulation.
Yeah. Mm,
that's
so
scary.
Sad, yes.
Like, what
that's
line was
dark,
that?
Actually.
Yeah, that's crazy. But so Ms. Deb, of course, wasn't having it. She decided to plan a whole family dinner with everybody there because she said, Brandon, you gonna lie to me. You gonna lie to family. Let's everybody come together and you gonna explain this lie. At the dinner, at first it was starting off okay, a little awkward, but then Ms. Deb started dropping facts, letting you know, I called the lieutenant, you not in fire school. Brandon's still going with the lies. Even when Walker was sitting there with his phone talking about, what does it take to be a fireman?
Googled it.
Okay.
Google is your friend. This is the thing. Even when she was hitting him with the facts, even when Walker was hitting him with the facts, it was just like, oh, tell me more. Like, you're supposed to be, ahead of everything. So you should be like, well, the hose is 40 pounds. My academy is a year. My lieutenant is so-and-so, so-and-so. But he was just kind of like, oh, what did you hear? What did they say? Why are you so inquisitive? Are you a firefighter or not, sir? I need to know.
That's the question. The burning question.
It's sad, man. It's sad. At least he knew some of this stuff, though. So he knew that it was, like, I guess a year in the 40
That was from
thing.
The field trip. When you go in a museum, it's a sign, fire hose is 40 pounds. That was easy.
They gave him a pamphlet when he walked in and a map.
Oh, my gosh.
Why got to be a field trip, though?
Because you learn on field trips.
You do learn on field trips.
Man, this man took a whole field trip, though. He hopped on the bus and took a field trip with a lunchbox. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And who was that girl that was sitting with him? They never really
introduced really looked
her.
Like Lori Harvey to me. She really did.
It wasn't.
I'm not saying it was her, but I'm saying she looked like her.
Y'all know Byron was in the corner when he was watching the episode with us, so he couldn't really see. It was a glare on
there was a glare on the screen. I ain't gonna lie. There was a glare.
See. The girl was cute on TV. Lori is cute. Was. But they look completely different.
They got the baby hairs. Whatever.
I wish whatever. I would tell y'all the story of who Byron thought he saw.
Listen, I really saw Peppa at Popeye's, y'all. He thinks that I'm lying. He thinks it wasn't her, but it was really her.
Where? Out here?
Yeah, in the valley.
Oh, okay. Did you talk to her?
No, I didn't want to be like extra, so I'm like, let me just take a picture.
I'm like, hey, Peppa. What's
you know what? We're going to move on because I wasn't
it. He didn't see Peppa. It wasn't her.
It was salt and pepper.
It don't matter.
The
it
packets,
matter.
Or was
forget
it really
it happened,
pepper?
Y'all.
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay,
I might even put it on my story if y'all want to see it too. But
it wasn't salt and pepper.
It was just okay.
It's the world against Byron, but it's all right.
It's okay, Byron.
Because I will prevail.
It's all right. We know you can't see at one eye. It's fine. So this dinner table gets a little bit crazy when Walker pretty much lets him know Byron.
Is Walker a Gemini? Because his whole mood changed. He Googled it. He was like, you know what? You're lying. And then he just was like, I'll kill you, bro. And my bare hands. I'm like, dang.
Walker real crazy. He said, Brandon, are you being for real or are you being fake? Brandon, this for real. Is it for real or is it for fake? That's how you knew he was crazy. That Walker... asked you twice, is it for real or is it for fake? Brandon said it's for real. Walker said, if it's for fake, I'm putting a pause on you.
Walker stayed calm, too, the whole time.
That's how you know he crazy.
That's how you know.
Why everybody got to be crazy? Well, he is with Tammy.
What do you mean? What that mean?
It take one to know one.
Is she crazy?
I mean, she has some tendencies, but I think we all do.
I don't think she crazy.
I don't know.
It takes a certain type of person to handle Tammy, just like it takes a certain type of person to handle Walker.
I've never seen Tammy get out of control. Like,
you haven't watched Marriage Bootcamp.
Oh, yeah. And she was a little out of control. I'm loving hip-hop. A little bit.
I think they were coming for her.
Okay. I agree with that. But, I mean, Walker is not having it. So, we'll see what happens with this whole family thing. I'm just... scared to see once Walker starts turning up with the brothers jumping, with this where they jump Brandon, like,
nah, it ain't gonna jump that man.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I'm just glad when they did move the seating arrangement, they didn't sit him right next to Walker. Because they already knew, like, he would have just been like, just choked him out real quick. Like, Yeah, it would have been bad.
Real bad. I wonder if Ayana's going to try to jump in, too, you know, in case something does go down, because she didn't want to sit next to Brandon.
She's going to sip her tea and just smile in the corner. She's just going
to
watch.
She's waiting to see the beat down. She just want to be front and center.
Mm-hmm. She's going to probably say, I told you so. Well, was there anything else that you guys wanted to touch on? Anything we might have missed before we go on to our special segment?
I just want to talk about how they were in the park. And this bike ride, and it's just like, I just feel like the whole conversation was so immature. It was...
With Bow Wow and Corey?
Yeah.
Why couldn't Bow Wow ride the bike?
It was like...
Why was he limping along?
He was just lazy. He don't want to work out. But how you going to date a workout queen? And you don't want to
work out queen.
I mean, that's what she known for on Instagram, right?
She called her the workout queen. Okay, shoot. That's an endorsement for her right there. The workout queen. I don't know. It was like a high school conversation where it's like, oh, yeah, I don't want nothing. Well, no, if I do this, then we together and all this kind of stuff. I pull up. I'm the pull up. She the pull up queen.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but this is the thing. He didn't catch the crazy right there. So this is what I want to touch on, the red flags. Mm-hmm. When somebody tell you, I'm pulling up on you, this... When we do it, you're my man. You need to take that seriously because I'm the same way. I will pull up on you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? Because
how
mine.
Do you know the coordinates though? How do you know where to pull up?
Oh,
you got this. She's like, oh, I got ways. Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah, I ain't gonna reveal my secrets now, but I can find.
Maybe some of these people in the live chat want to know, but no. So she's saying that. So Corey's saying I don't want anything either. We can take our time, but then she's calling him boo. And baby, and exactly. Resting her head on his shoulder.
And that's trying to get a kiss.
That's a bad sign.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
when you eject from the plane and pull out your parachute.
He was just focused on the booty. That's what I was telling you about.
He was.
He was.
Well, let's focus on our special segment here. The Guess Who Said It? Famous Conversation Piece.
Oh, yes. I want to make sure you guys were paying attention. So we're going to guess all the he said, she said throughout the episode. So first up, I'm trying to hide it from you guys so y'all can say.
I don't need.
All right. Don't let this happen again. Who said it?
Chevy.
Oh, he's good. That boy good.
I feel like I'm going to lose every time.
Okay. Oh, no. What happened?
Was it Ayana?
No, it was Tammy.
I was going to say Tammy. Why do you let me also say Tammy?
I got more.
Let me give her context. That's when Deb called her, right? Mm-hmm. See, I would have. Come on now. Let me get my full points.
I really was going to say Tammy
first.
Don't cut
me short.
Okay. We're not training right now.
The lady that Tam talked to, that's the lieutenant at the fire station.
Oh, yes. Mm. Okay. I want to spend my time with you.
Corey.
Gosh darn it. I actually knew that
one. Howard!
I actually knew that one. Byron's a
cheater. Okay, come on, Howard. Let me get your chair, big baby.
Waka flocka the dead.
Oh, I see. I need a moment to think about it and process.
I need you to move fast. It's real immediate. This is like Family Feud. You got to hit the buzzer, okay?
Read some more, man. We in here. Give me one more try.
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, was that Deb?
Oh, my gosh. I don't. Hold on. I ain't going nowhere. I want to say that it was remarkable to Chevy.
No, it was Corey.
Oh, can't worry. It was my second Corey. One.
Huh, yeah. So. Okay, let's do one more. I don't have my dad to help me.
Oh. Is that Ayana?
My gosh. I don't have my dad to help me. You can't even give me like a hint, can you?
Nope.
Oh, no, it was remarkable. Talking about Eazy-E beginning. Let's go. Yep.
Hey, he be paying attention, Howard.
No, he answered after the buzzer. You have to and then he answered.
It was called a buzzer beater. It was called pulling up
It was
40.
Way after.
I pulled up like Steph. Mm.
Well, let's see who else we going to pull up on. It's our fans out there. We love you guys, and we want to do a fan shout-out. And, you know, pull up on y'all. See what y'all up to in these comments.
Absolutely. So the first one I'm going to read is from Rashundra Powell. She said, if someone asks you if they can attend something you're having and you choose to not be honest, that's on you. You chose to be polite. So keep that same energy. LOL.
I think she was polite. He was able to come. They didn't put him out. They just like, why did you show up? We were just trying to be nice.
But she's saying keep that same energy once he's actually there, though. Once he's there, then keep that same energy. Like, oh, yeah. Okay, yep. I did say that. Come on in.
I mean, they let him in.
Yeah. He was in there.
Well, there we go. Next comment is from Star Child. They said, I would not work with Andrea Kelly either. It is messy. I think most people want her to just be honest. She has not spoken about her part in being with R. Kelly. She is trying to look like a total victim. No, ma'am.
Ooh.
That's mad spicy, son.
Yes. That real comment is mad spicy, son. It seems like they want to know a little more. Are you ready to give us the tea, Drea?
Mm-hmm.
I need to know.
And some of these comments are a little long, so I've actually condensed them a little bit so that we can actually just, you know, make it a little bit quicker. So Cindy Williams, longstanding OG of the show, salute to you. We love you.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, y'all. Let me tell you. Lisa Ray and the Brat are both West Side Chicago. They do not play over there. They will bebop your tail in a heartbeat. I'm Chicago raised, but South Side. We're a little more softer, but we don't play either. LOL. No shade to my West Side peeps. When I was growing up, South Side didn't go to the West Side and vice versa. It's still pretty much that way to this day, which I can attest to. Miss Conversation. That is exactly what Brat wanted Lisa to do. Give her a check. LOL. But I love Brat. Yes, Byron. Brat felt a certain way, like a big sister talking down to her. I feel that way sometimes about my big sister, and I'm sure my little sisters feel the same about me. Siblings, what can you do?
What can you do, honey? I'm looking in the live chat. Tia, she's still here with us. She says, Drea Kelly, change your last name. That's what she needs to do first and foremost. What do you guys think? Do you think she should change it? Do you think that would help anything?
That name is probably bringing her money, though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she should change it because she's already built a brand off of it as a dancer.
But if she wants to get away from the whole thing, then she should. So it comes down to what she wants. Does she want the money or does she want to be free of all of that? Because letting go of that name may mean letting go of some of that money, even though she still is who she is.
She could have found her another dude by now. Why she ain't found another dude?
Because this dude is getting her on TV.
I mean, that's true. I still feel like she might have a secret boo, though. Like, somewhere off in the side. We don't really know about him.
Especially dancing like that. She got to.
I know. And she looked good. The body looked good. Like, she looked good. I know she got a secret boo.
She need her, like, an Idris Elba or somebody who's going to take her out to, like, the islands. I don't know.
As long as she don't end up like Nicole Murphy and stealing people's husbands.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Nicole, baby, this going to take us to our news and gossip.
Uh-oh.
So, as Miss Conversation Piece just said, Nicole Murphy, who was married to Eddie Murphy, was caught in, stealing somebody's man overseas, kissing somebody else's married a 20 years. Well, Lisa Ray had to step into the comments and let them know that Nicole has done this before with her man. Mm. And so people were kind of questioning, like, is Lisa Ray telling the truth? Well, her sister, the Brat, had something to say, and we have a video. Take a look and listen.
Lisa Ray McCoy jumped in social media and said, girl, Nicki Murphy, you went after Lila Rashawn's husband too? Shaking my head so wrong again.
Hold on.
So what's the fine print of the tea? Like, did she go after Lisa Ray's husband when she was married to the...
Absolutely. When my sister was the first lady of Turks and Caicos, absolutely. It was a couple of that did that.
Brett spilling all the tea on Diss Nation, honey.
Spilling all the tea.
I can't believe Nicole Murphy tried Lisa and the Brett because they could have did some damage to her.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. She didn't technically steal a man. She just borrowed him. It's not stealing if you return it.
Oh, Lord.
She wasn't trying to. She's trying to keep that lifestyle. That's what I heard Lisa Ray say on TMZ. She said, of course, Nicole is going to steal people's husbands because she wants that same lifestyle she had. And who wouldn't?
Okay, that's the truth. Well, in other lifestyle news, Bow Wow. So he was in the club doing his Bow Wow thing, of course, popping bottles. But while he was on the mic, he said something about his ex, Sierra.
Oh, wow.
What'd he say?
Take a look and a listen.
I had this bitch first, you hit it right with me. First,
He said he hit it first?
Yes. Yeah. So if you guys couldn't hear, he said, I had this B first. Oh. While rapping to the song that him and Ciara did, Like You.
Man.
And he said, yeah, y'all heard it right. I had this B first.
That is so disrespectful. For one, she's a married woman. She's a godly woman. God. She did her Ciara prayer to get her rust. Okay. And you're not going to disrespect Ciara like that, sir. She's had enough with you and Future. I'm done. Good day.
Man, that thing is crazy.
Yeah.
It's so real because he had to have an intervention with T.I. at the end of it. He's like, bro, why you switch up? Why you switch up like that?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, why he's the only one really carrying on to this. You don't see Ciara talking about everything that happened in the past. Bow Wow's always the one want to pick up something from the past. If it was something about Erica, you want to talk about Erica. Ciara, I mean, let it go, Bow.
That's why you can't just be giving it up to these little boys.
He just
you
like know what I'm saying? Because
they just like to talk.
He just like to polish his trophies every once in a while. That's all it is.
Not polish
when
his
they marry, I just feel like you're going too far. Like, I'm a married woman. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
Do you think he's going to be the petty kind once he finally gets married? Do you think he's going to be petty on the gram? Like, trying to, like, stun in front of
his
exes?
He's not getting married until he is at least. He said he's 32. He's going to get married around 52, if ever. Okay. I don't think he's ever getting married.
He's going to get lonely one day, and he's going to try
look
to
at P. Diddy and the rest of them. Some of them.
P. Diddy living his best life. He's having a hot man summer.
No. What's her name left him? He mad. He's mad about that.
He ain't mad. He with Lori Harvey right now.
But is he really with her? It wasn't just a picture.
It could. I mean, he was with her in a picture.
Hanging out, going to the studio.
Just matching. Because you get a rebound don't mean you over Cassie. You it know don't. What I mean? Mm. I think Cassie, he really loved her. Because he, look, when Kim passed away, he was all distraught, talking about that's the one that got away. He don't know what he want.
He don't know what he want. But something that we do want here are predictions. Ooh. Yes.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. So this is where we kind of foresee what's going to happen in the next episode. It looks like a lot is going to come to head because Bow Wow and Andrea Kelly have some type of beef going on, which I didn't even see that coming because they said it's going to be an explosive episode with them two. So I really don't see them really going head to head. I think Andrea Kelly's probably just going to give her side of how she feels about her ex Robert, you know, R. Kelly. And then Bow Wow's just going to say something stupid, of course. He always
like
does.
In support of R. Kelly?
Yeah. Mm. Definitely.
Mm. I mean, but you can't take his opinion too serious, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just bad.
But didn't he work with R. Kelly at some point?
I think he did.
Didn't they do Space Jam when he was doing the soundtrack or something?
Mm. That's probably true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to see what
happens. Well, I think that this whole firefighter situation, we're going to find out Brandon, of course, is lying. Walker's going to knock some sense into him, and then they're going to decide Brandon needs therapy for his psychological disorder because he's crazy.
So he's going to get beat up and get put in therapy?
He needs therapy. If he's lying for no reason, you need therapy. You have some kind of disorder in your mind.
It's something.
True. I do think he's going to seek some type of help or it's going to be seeked for him, but I don't think that Walker's going to put the pause on him completely. Like all the bust on the ocean, all that stuff that's going on right now at the end of this episode, I think it's really just a cameraman like trying to run around the table and do all this stuff, but I don't think it's going to get to that level. I think Brandon's going to get kindly escorted out and Walker's going to he's going to stand there and just talk like, yeah, 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 because he know what he can do.
Yeah, Walker don't do much talking there.
Exactly.
No. Not at all.
So I think when he's telling Brandon, like, you need to stand up, I think it's more so stand up and leave instead of stand up and fight.
Yeah.
You got like, to go. Like, you out of here you type got of thing. To go. Yeah.
Well, he's going to have to move out the house at some point, so he's going to get them paws on him some way or another.
He's probably moving out that night. He probably don't feel safe no more.
Probably
he
staying with
witness protection.
Mm-hmm. Not witness protection.
Watch, he's going to come back with a whole mustache. Ain't nothing else going to be different, but he's going to have a mustache.
A mustache and dark sunglasses.
And this girl, Corey, I definitely think that, you know, she's going to give it up to Bow, and that's going to be the reason she busts the windows.
Yeah, something's definitely going
to
happen.
So keep your goodies to yourself, ladies. If you're not about the life of being with a rapper, playing mind games with you, keep the goodies. Because you know he playing.
You know he playing.
What do you think is worse, rappers or athletes?
Ooh. It's like tit for tat.
Rappers actually talk about what they do. Athletes do it on the low. Rappers talk about what they do openly.
I actually think athletes, because they travel more. I mean, of course, artists go on tour as well, but I feel like it's a little more leniency about, like, your woman coming with you on tour or whatever the case may be. But basketball is a little more tight-knit. So I think rappers are better.
Okay.
I can see that. I would say ditto. Well, you guys let us know in those comments down below. I mean, we asked out so many questions. So anything you can keep up with, put it down below. What are your predictions? And what did y'all think about the news and gossip? We appreciate you guys being in our live chat. And we want to see you guys next week, of course. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do a show on our sister network, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays on 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, called Back to Reality. So make sure you check me out there.
I'm Miss Conversation Peace. You can follow me on Instagram at Miss M-I-S-S Conversation Peace. You can check me out on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta After Show, as well as Basketball Wives After Show. Check me out.
Bang, bang. And you already know it's Byron K. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s. You can also catch me on Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the All That After Show. All That is back. I can't stress it enough. And we lit.
Yes. Make sure you guys give us those 5 stars. Until then, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.